From KXEI Studios in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us. I ask them about their studies, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Ryan Hexel. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, Bridget.
You're studying pain management.
Yep.
What's that like? What do you do?
I work in the lab of Dr. John Stryker in the Department of Pharmacology, and we research opioids and cannabinoids and better ways to understand how they work and understand how to better treat pain in general. So I'm currently working on a project to identify and characterize terpenes commonly found in cannabis and how they work at the receptor level and physiologically.
What's a terpene?
A terpene is a hydrocarbon responsible for the smell of many plants. A terpene called alpha-pinene is responsible for the pine tree smell of pine trees. It's also found in cannabis, but there's a lot of anecdotal evidence or claims out there that terpenes have a physiological benefit in humans, but there's really no scientific empirical evidence for that. So we wanted to identify how terpenes work molecularly and then what are the behavioral effects. Terpenes, we found that they can activate the cannabinoid type 1 receptor. This is the same receptor that THC and CBD can work at. So theoretically then, they may produce the same physiological effects that THC produces. So what does THC produce? Relaxation, catalepsy, hypothermia, pain relief called analgesia. Well, we found that terpenes aren't just the same as THC. We found that they have their own diverse set of interactions. So one terpene may be better for analgesia than the other one. So then if we can identify terpenes that are good for analgesia, theoretically, we can overexpress terpene in a cannabis plant with CBD to provide a strain of medical cannabis that is very beneficial for pain relief. However, the translation of our research to that point still has a lot more work. There's a lot more research that needs to be done.
It's like this vast universe of unknowns.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And especially since cannabis research is hindered in America due to the Schedule One regulation of THC, it's more difficult to get. Like, for example, Canadian researchers can easily get THC because cannabis is legal up there. So it's easier for them to research the topic in general than it is here in America.
And there's so many people out there who are in a lot of pain and could really benefit from this knowledge and information in the future. And so good for you for the work that you're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope that our preclinical research can translate to a more consumer-friendly product in a few years. We'll have to see. We want to find out better ways to treat pain. We want to identify new non-opioid ways to treat pain in a more effective way, while also reducing side effects such as addiction and dependence, constipation, respiratory depression that are common in opioid medications.
It's really important to look for, is there a better way? Thank you so much for the alternatives that you're exploring. So speaking of the future, Ryan, what are you going to do after you graduate?
I want to get a PhD in pharmacology or molecular biology or something similar to that. And I want to study the endocannabinoid system or biased agonism or pharmacology topics like that. I'm really interested in cell signaling. It's how a cell can communicate external signals to exhibit a transcriptional response to make more proteins. Beyond that, I don't really know. My knowledge of cell signaling is lacking since I've not taken a pharmacology class yet. Luckily, I'm taking a pharmacology class next semester. So,
you ever listen to music?
I listen to a lot of music. Mainly, I listen to oldies and then some hip-hop and rap music from the 60s to the 2000s. I have a 35-hour hip-hop playlist as well.
Ryan, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.